Learn. We are up to O Samach Vav, and I don't know. There's a tremendous hashkacha pratis in how these things work out in my understanding of things. So let's see. Inyan avoda laHashem yizbarach O Samach Vav. We're still in the first parak, which is called Yisodei HaAvoda HaPnimis. Inyan avoda laHashem yizbarach mitzad haAdam hi yoser besur meira. Ki b'inyanei asei tov, harei kishaosa mitzvah, hakol osa b'kocho yisbarach shemo. Says the Avodas Pnim, what's our job? Which part of our Avodas Hashem is really our avoda? Well, there's mitzvah sasei, there's mitzvah lo sasei. It's unusual, in fact, that there's more lo sasei than mitzvah sasei. Maybe that gives us an indication of what's ikker and what's tafel. Although if you look in the Marashad, Meseches Makos, he says that, in truth, since we get double credit for mitzvah sasei, because we get credit for machshava also, as opposed to lo sasei, where we're not held as much accountable for machshava, so in truth, we actually can make more out of mitzvah sasei, 248 times 2, as opposed to the 365 lo sasei. But on a pashut level, there's more lo sasei than asei. And if you think about Gan Eden, the starting point really of Avodas Hashem, even though I'm cheating a little bit because the pasuk says we're supposed to eat the fruit of the garden, but of course our focus when we think about what went wrong in Gan Eden and everything that we're trying to fix until this day is that we failed to be sur meira. We failed to stay away from the things that were prohibited to us. So again, says our Rebbe, says the Avodas Pnim, the Avoda of a Jew in this world is much more in the realm of sur meira than in Asei Tov. Because every time you do something, when you're Asei Tov, are you the one who's really doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the koach to do. So for example, Kishamaniach Tfilin, Harei Beli Koach Hashem, Lo Yachol Lazuz Be'evarav Klal. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you energy, you couldn't put on Tfilin. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you the ability to control your arm movements and to be able to tie the Tfilin, using your mind, how your mind is able to direct messages to your arm, that's all a gift from Hashem. So putting on tefillin, the act of doing, of putting on tefillin, that's really Hashem doing something for you. And you'll say, well, you know, I spent my hard-earned money on the tefillin. V'gama tefillin ba'atzam Hashem yizbarach nasan lo. The tefillin themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you mamon liknos, Hashem gave you money to purchase the tefillin. V'chein b'chol mitzvah. If we're honest about it, every mitzvah that we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the means to do it. Hashem gave us the mental capacity to talk these words out with each other tonight. Hashem gave us the ability to be able to own this laptop that I'm able to share this Torah with you. So everything that we do, anytime we do something positive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the means to do it. Now you'll tell me the same thing may be true for Sor Meirah. Hashem gives me the ability to avoid averas. We'll see why. The Avodas Pnim is going to say a very deep teaching in a second. But Chazal tell us on the Medrash, Mi hikdimani va'ashalem. It's a pasuk in the 41st chapter of Iov. Mi hikdimani va'ashalem means, who preceded me, and I'll pay him. In other words, Hashem says, the way the Medrash explains, he doesn't quote the Medrash here, but it's a famous Medrash. The Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want schar for me? No problem. Tell me something that you did for me before I did for you. So you'll say, well, Hashem, you know, I know at least two people who had circumcised their son today on Zoom. I mean, the circumcision itself was not on Zoom, but you understand. So, you know, so Hashem, what do you mean? I did an unbelievable thing. I took a 8-day-old child and I gave him a bris. So Hashem says, what are you joking? I gave you a child. Okay, well, Hashem, but I put a mezuzah on every doorway. Yeah, but I gave you a house. I put tzitzis on my garments. Hashem says, anything that you give back to Hashem, and Hashem, I gave my money, right, but I gave you all the money. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, tein lo mishalo. Anytime I give to Hashem, I'm just giving him back that which he has given me. So it says Eov, in the way the Medrash explains it, mi hikdimani v'ashalem. Who has preceded me, Hashem says. You convince me anywhere where you did for me before I did for you, and I'm happy to pay you a big reward. And the answer is, we never did for Hashem before he did for us. Anything that we gave is just a small portion of giving back. However, and here's his amazing chiddush, Amnam bisur meira halo adaraba. When it comes to sur meira, when it comes to avoiding negativity, staying away from the bad things in this world. Halo adrapa. Hashem yizbarach nata b'teva achomer kol minei chukos v'taivos v'nasan bo yitzahara la'asiso. Va'odim tzarach lasos neged tivo. U'lichvoshes yitzro m'pnei ritzono yizbarach. He says such a deep thing here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sor Meira, you didn't give me the ability to be successful. In fact, if I can have the gall to issue a taina against you, Hashem, you actually programmed me to have taifas. You gave me a yetzer hara. You gave me all these chukos for unholy things. So in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you actually set me up to fail. In the realm of mitzvos asay, you gave me an arm, and I give it back to you by wearing tefillin. You gave me a house, and I give back by putting up a mezuzah. You give me a child, I give back by giving him a bris milah. But in the realm of sur meira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me all the wrong desires. You programmed me backwards. And then you asked me, mipnei ritzono yizbarach, that I should not give in to that. So therefore, when I choose to avoid doing the wrong thing, in a certain sense, I'm doing it on my own. I'm going against the way that you programmed me, Hashem. Now, of course, let's be honest for a second. Va'af shagam b'zeh yesh ezer me Hashem yizbarach. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the realm of sur meira, also assists us. Harei ezer hu rak inyan machshavasi. But the ezer, the assistance that Hashem gives us, is only on a level of machshava. What does that mean? Shashem yizbarach nosein ba'odom machshavos tovos, aval teva ha'odom b'poel hu lasos ra. Ki yetzer leiv ha'odom ra. I think what he's being meramis to here, let's use the example of the famous teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. Right, the Baal Shem Tov is quoted by the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, by Dermach and Ephraim and others, as explaining the Maimer Chazal, that every day a baskol calls out and says, Shuvu banim shovavim. Every day a baskol calls out to us, telling us to do tshuva. So the Baal Shem Tov asks the question, we've never heard the baskol. Have you ever heard the baskol? Daniel Borden in Canada, do you hear the baskol? Maybe it's like an American problem. Do you hear it? You hear it with your physical ears? I don't think so. No? Yes or no? I don't think so. You don't hear the baskol. If you do, the truth is you're a chashuv guy. Maybe you hear the baskol. I've never heard the baskol. With these ears, I've never heard the baskol. These ears which have heard a lot of things, I've never heard the baskol. So everyone asks, the Baal Shem Tov asked, so what's the point of a baskol if no one hears it? And the answer is, the Baal Shem Tov explained, and the Svarma Kadoshim explained, that we do hear it. We don't hear it with our ears, we hear it with our heart. We hear it with our mind. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a good machshava, that's that moment of getting a gift from Hashem. But the overwhelming majority of who I am, which was also gifted, in quotations, to me by Hashem, is the fact that you programmed me to be an animal. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you programmed me to be a manovel, to have all sorts of unholy taivas. Teva adam b'poel hu lasas ra. You programmed me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the wrong things. Like the Pasuk says back in Bereishis Paraches, ki yetzer leiv ha'adam ra minu urav. Right? That you gave me a yetzer hara. Chazal, tell us, when do you get your yetzer hara? When you're born. It's machlokas in the Gemara, maybe even in utero you get the yetzer hara. When do you get your yetzer tov? Chazal say at your bar mitzvah you get your yetzer tov, and it's got a lot of catching up to do. Therefore, Val Kain, Sur Meira Nikra Avoda Mitzara Adam. Chevra, when we choose to avoid doing the wrong thing, that's when we're really doing something. When you do mitzvahs, you're not really doing so much of a favor for Hashem. I hate to break it to you. But when you choose to fight against the Yetzirah that Hashem gave you, that's when you're really doing. That's Avoda. That's real Avoda. Aval Ase Tov Hu Aschar Me Hashem Yizbarach V'Chesed Mimenu. When you do the right thing, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving you a gift. When we do the wrong thing, when we avoid doing the wrong thing, that's us giving a gift to Hashem. Kedisa bizar Kadosh, like it says in the Zohar, Misha paga ba'ani, dorona dishadr le kutshabrichu. When Hashem sends an ani to your door, and you get a knock on your door, and someone's collecting tzedakah, and you literally just gave five other people tzedakah. And it's nonstop. People keep coming collecting tzedakah from you. And you're thinking like, you're rolling your eyes like, okay, leave me alone. You know, what do you think? I have an endless supply of money over here? Says the Zohar, when an ani comes to your door, Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending you a gift. The opportunity to do a mitzvah saseh, that's a gift from Hashem. But when you avoid a lo saseh, that's when we give a gift to Hashem. Not receive a gift from Hashem, that's when we give a gift to Hashem. V'yesh lomar shezeh inyan. Maybe this is the secret of the Maimer Chazal. that if a person sits and he doesn't do an aveira, it's ki'ilu asa mitzvah. When a person is yoshev, he sits in his place, and he doesn't do an aveira, it's as if he did a mitzvah. What does that mean, it's as if he did a mitzvah? Hainu shenechshev lo ki'ilu hu asa mitzvah. When you avoid doing the wrong thing, that's when it's as if you really did a mitzvah. That's when you've really done something. Why? Ki kisha osa mitzvah mamish. Because when you do a mitzvah saseh, when you actually do a mitzvah, harei uchesed Hashem sheziko. That's a gift from Hashem. Ve'ein ze nikra osa mitzvah. What an ironic thing. When you actually do a mamish, a mitzvah saseh, that's not called doing a mitzvah. But the Gemara is revealing to us in Kedushin Lamed Tes, when you sit back and you refrain from doing an aveira, then it's ke'ilu, you did a mitzvah, be'emes, you did the mitzvah. That's our avodah in this world. That's how we give back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a real way. So it's a very deep idea, and it's something that that I think a lot of people are trying to figure out today. A lot of Aseh Tov has been taken away from us, at least in our normal way of doing certain things in the world. And the challenge of sometimes being alone is that it comes with all sorts of nisyonos. But Sur Meira is being given to us maybe more than ever. And because of that, it's an opportunity not just to play defense, but to realize that every time we play defense, be'emes, it's mamish giving something to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's go on to the next piece, Samach Zayin. Tfilin shel rosh romez lechachma u'machshava b'avodas Hashem yizbarach shemo. U'tfilin shel yad romez l'avodas Hashem b'maisim pshutim. Okay. So, a simple idea. Tfilin shel rosh corresponds to my intentions, my thoughts. Tfilin shel yad corresponds to my actions. V'ze inyan shekpida Torah. And this is why the Torah insists that kol zman shebeinei necha yihyu shtayim. Right? We know the pasuk says v'hayu letotafos in the plural beinei necha. In other words, when do I have two tfilin on my body? When do I have totafos beinei necha? If I want to have them b'nei necha, it needs to be totafos. I need to have both. I can't just wear a tefillin shel rosh. Now, again, there are exceptions. If I only have a tefillin shel rosh, you can wear a tefillin shel rosh. Right? But under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to just wear a tefillin shel rosh. As the Gemara says, kol zman shebeinei necha, whenever you're wearing it on your head, then it has to be totafos. You need both. Yihyu shtayim. What is that telling us? A simple idea. He's not the only one to say it. Remez shelach maso meruba mimaisav. Right? Why do I need the tefillin shel yad whenever I have a tefillin shel rosh? Because there's a danger of becoming an intellectual, a person who is a really good Jew, and in his actions is the opposite. So we remind ourselves, just be a Jew in your mind. Don't just be a Jew in your intentions. Be a Jew lemaisa. So you always need tefillin shel yad if you want to engage in the world of tefillin shel rosh. V'hod dekai malan de tefillin shel rosh v'tefillin shel yad ein ma'at. The whole is that tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh really are two different worlds, two different mitzvahs. And they're not ma'akev one another. And again, one could fulfill one mitzvah without the other. And you have stories, Rachman al-Tzlan, of people who, you know, in the Holocaust, all they had was a tefillin shel rosh, right? In that situation, one would actually be allowed to wear a tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are not ma'akev one another in halacha. But they are. But you have to wear shel yad if you want to wear shel rosh. So what does that teach us? Is it only meant for those extreme situations where Rachman al-Tzlan, a person, God forbid, doesn't have an arm? So then they wear tefillin shel rosh, or God forbid they're in a situation where they only have a tefillin shel rosh. Is that what it means, that tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad are not ma'akev each other? It's teaching us a lesson in the avodas Hashem as well. It's being merames to us, shebizman shelo b'maisa liyado, yavodas Hashem b'machshava. The reality is that there are times in life where I want to do something, but I can't. I physically cannot do it. So in those moments, I have to remind myself that tefillin shel rosh is its own mitzvah. It is independent from tefillin shel yad. Tefillin shel yad is not ma'akev the shel rosh. Again, under normal circumstances, the halacha is telling us, don't be a theoretical Jew in your head. Go out and do the things you want to do to actually serve Hashem. But there are times in life when you can't. And in those moments when I can't actually do, I can still intend to do, I can still hope to do. I can close my eyes and say, Hashem, you know what? I didn't daven with a minyan today, but Hashem, I would have liked to. I would have liked to. Or, I would have liked to have seen my Rebbe face to face today, but I was only able to listen to him on a phone call. And that's painful for me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to. So I can still get there in my mind, even if I can't get there in body, I can still get there in my mind. If I'm not able to do it l'maisa, serve Hashem at the very least with machshava. V'shibur ha-machshava zeh nikra maisa. And when I serve Hashem with my mind, if that's the best I have to offer, in such a situation, that is called doing. She'oved Hashem b'mocho. I'm serving Hashem with my mind. She'gam ha-moach hu meramach evarim she'tzarach la'avod bo'as Hashem mizbarach. After all, my brain is one of the 248 limbs that is meant to be used in the service of Hashem. Right? The brain can't usually operate on its own. The brain operates, you know, the brain is the control deck that is issuing commands to the physical limbs. But the brain also is its own world of avodas Hashem. V'chesron ha-chachma hu kesherot zarak ledas harbe. When do we say that, God forbid, to be just wearing a tefillin shel rosh? That's when my Torah has become nothing other than a collection of ideas. That I'm just collecting ideas where I want to just know a lot. That's the Eitz HaDa'as Tovara. That's a dangerous world. Aval ha-machshava v'hirhur b'divrei Torah. But to think Torah and to think about avoda and to think about the mitzvahs that I want to do and I can't do them and to engage my mind in avodas Hashem, that's called avoda. And that's an avoda l'Hashem be'ever ha-moach. That's using one of the limbs of my body. Strange way to refer to the brain. But that's called using that limb, that aver, that's called the brain, in the service of Hashem. So again, a dual message. On the one hand, don't become an intellectual, theoretical Jew who's stuck in his head. But at the same time, there are moments in life where we can't do what we want to do at l'maisa, and that doesn't mean I should stop dreaming about doing them. I shouldn't stop thinking about doing them. I should try to close my eyes and picture it. That also cleanses the mind, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that as a real form of avodas Hashem. Samachas 68. Shnei drachim ba'avodas Hashem. Yesh asher avodaso lahagbia atzmo la'Hashem yisbarach, v'zeh derach gvoa v'kashamod. There are two ways to encounter Hashem. I could try to go up to Hashem and meet Hashem, so to speak, where He is. Kivyachol, of course, Hashem is everywhere. He fills all space, all reality. But the image of Hashem above, I could try to move beyond this world towards Hashem, and that's very, very difficult, to meet up with Hashem out there. Ki tzarech lezeh sigufim v'zichu chachomer she'aroi lalos b'har Hashem v'zeh derech tzadikim. To be a Moshe Rabbeinu who goes to the top of Har Sinai and beyond for 40 days, many times over, and as Moshe says, I think it's in Parshas Ekev, I didn't eat, I didn't drink, I didn't sleep, everything I gave up from the physical world to get there, that's not stam. Most of us can't meet Hashem there. And it was in this vein that the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, that I have seen the Bnei Aliyah and they are few. Right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son said, if there are only two in the generation, it's me and my son. Right? But there are very few Bnei Aliyah. What does it mean, Bnei Aliyah? It doesn't just mean growing Jews. It means Jews who can literally fly beyond this world to meet Hashem out there. That's one way to meet Hashem, and it's very, very hard to meet Hashem out there, up there. It's only for a few tzaddikim, a few in every generation, maybe. But there's a second way, which is how we have to try to meet Hashem. V'haderech hashniyah hi lahamshich es or Hashem yizbarach elav, leheyer lo mitoch hachoshech. I could be sitting all alone in my room, I could be sitting in a dark house, I can be disconnected from community in a classic and traditional sense, and yet I'm able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light into my place of darkness. Bibachinas, as is expressed by the pasuk, Ani Hashem Ashochin Itam Bisoch Tum Asam. Now the truth is he's really combining two psukim here, if I'm not mistaken. There's a pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Hei that talks about Ani Hashem Ashchin, Ashochin Bisocham. And there's a pasuk in Vayikra Tazayin, the Shochin Itam Besoch Tumasam. I don't think there's a pasuk that says Aniham Hashochin Itam Besoch Tumasam, but he's combining two different psukim that talk about Ani Hashem, I am your God, and I always will be, and I'll be your God wherever you're dwelling, and that's true. Again, as that powerful pasuk says in Vayikra, it's Tazayin, that I'm Shochin Itam Besoch Tumasam. I'm not scared to come to you if you invite me in, even if your home is sometimes a little tumidic. Even if there's a tumah that resides in your place, right? It's much easier for Hashem to enter into your space than for you to detach from all of Olam Hazeh to enter into His space. So the avod is to just invite a Kadosh Baruch Hu in. So how do we do that? V'lizet tzarech liyos sar meira b'chol yacholto. Right? Ufinisi asabayis. You got to clean the house of avodah zarah. What can you do? You want to make the house as clean as possible. You know, we've all heard Mashalim of a king who was traveling, you know, and the townspeople tried to prepare the town for the king. And they tried to, you know, clean everything up. And it was still, it's not on the king's standards. It's not like the palace. Right? When the simple peasant invites the king into his home, and, you know, and he's made it as inviting as possible for royalty, it's still not on the king's standards. But the king appreciates that he tried to clean his bias up, you know? He tried to make it look more presentable, knowing that the king is passing through. So we have the opportunity to invite a Kadosh Baruch Hu into our home, even b'sof tumasam, yes, even amidst the tumah. And by the way, the tzaddikim said, if you don't believe in this pasuk, well, then you're a kofar b'ikar. Then you're a heretic. You're not bikaris. Because this is a pasuk in Chumash. This is not a chassidish of art. That Hashem is shochein itam b'sof tumasam. That Hashem dwells amongst us, even in our tumah. And we have to try to rid ourselves of that tumah, sur meira. But we have to believe with Emunah Pshuta that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to visit our home. And the way that we extend the invitation is dafka in that way. Emunah Pshuta, with simple faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be connected to us. Emunas Chachamim, the tzaddikim who tell us that Hashem loves you no matter what. Do you believe it, or it's just like, it's just a vart? Is it something that you believe and live with? Dibuk Chaveirim, clinging to good chaver, to the best of one's ability. Ushvichas nafshol Hashem tamid, ulevakish al nafshol l'sayei alom min hashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. B'shmiras ma'isa dibur ha-machshava. Daven over it. That's how we make a space for Hashem in our home. Unekuda zu gilu rabosenu akadoshim e'lechavich v'talmidav akadoshim z'chusa yagen aleinu. I believe, in fact, it was either the Lechavicher, or maybe it was Ramosha of Kubrin, but it's that same base medrash, the world of Slanim, which is who the Avodas Pnim, that's who the Avodas Pnim was associated with, the Slanim Rebbe, the earlier Slanim Rebbe. I think it's Ramosha of Kubrin, or maybe the Lechavitcher, who said that, what I just told you a minute ago, that anyone who doesn't believe that Hashem is willing to come to be amongst you, to be shochin itam b'soch tumasam, is a kofar, is a heretic. The tzaddikim revealed to us this truth. And our job, again, is to do the best we can to just let HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light into our life. You don't have to go beyond this world. This, by the way, is the difference between Chassidus and Kabbalah. Rav Arya Kaplan said a very good hesber of the difference between Chassidus and Kabbalah. Rav Arya Kaplan Zatzal said that while Kabbalah tries to lift a person from this world into the higher realms, which is not shayach to many of us, Chassidus, which is very much built on the language of Kabbalah, tries to bring the heavens into man. That's the chiluk. And that's shavah l'chol nefesh. That's for everyone. Kabbalah is not for everyone. Not for everyone. It has to be done in a proper way, in the right way. You need a Rebbe for it. Kabbalah, to take man into the heavens, that's not for everyone. That's what he's telling us here. But to bring the heavens, to bring some of the light of the Borei Olam into my Dalet Amos, that's shayach to everyone, and it's shayach to every place. Okay, let's do one more small one, and then we're going to look at a letter in the back of the Sefer. Do one more. Samuch Tes. Emes Kenei Va'al Timkor. We've seen this pasuk once before. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, in Parachav Gimel. Emes Kenei Va'al Timkor. Acquire truth Va'al Timkor, and don't sell it. For those who are a regular part of the Shir, we learned back in Os Nun Hei, once upon a time, that there's always more emes to acquire. The Lashon back over there was Shalo Limkor Midas Emes Ba'ad Shum Davar. If you remember, we spoke about how everything comes at a cost. In life, we're always negotiating, we're always trading, whether we realize it or not. Right now, we're trading learning Gemara for learning Avodas Pnim, or for spending time with our family, or for lying on the couch and watching a movie. Right? Some of those trades are better than others, obviously. So Emes Kenei Va'al Timkor. So everything in life is a trade, he explained back in Os Nun Hei. But MS is something you always want to acquire and you never want to sell it. You never want to trade it away. There's always more MS. There's always more truth or deeper truth to constantly acquire. So he writes over here in Os Samach Tes, a very short piece. HaRemez Kamosha Kosev B'Mishlei. We have another pasuk in Mishlei. This is in Perichof. The pasuk says, Ra, Ra, Yomer, Yomer Hakona. Ra, Ra, Yomer Hakona. The buyer says, Ra, Ra. So he says, Tov, Tov, Yomer HaMocher. Good, good, says the seller. What does that mean? Let's see, what do you think he's saying? I was having a hard time trying to figure out what he's saying here. No, Pinchas, help me out. What's he saying here? Ra ra yomer akona. Tov tov is not part of the pasuk. The pasuk is just ra ra yomer akona. Tov tov yomer hamoicher. What's he saying? I think he's saying that typically when a person has to sell something, there's an element of sadness. We were learning at the beginning of the year, when we were learning Avodah Zarah, we were talking about how when a person is forced to sell something, right, a person doesn't like to sell their items. Usually it's because they're strapped for cash and they would rather keep their items. So on a certain level, the seller who needs to sell is going to have to try to convince himself that it's a good thing to sell. And the buyer maybe, I don't know, has to be cautious about what he's buying, because not everything you buy is appropriate or good to buy. But I guess, I think what he's trying to say here is that MS Kneiva al Timkor. When it comes to MS, whenever someone's selling MS, you should buy it. You should always buy it. And you should never be on the selling side of things. Again, I'm not exactly sure what he's saying with this pasuk in Mishlei in Parachaf. If you have a thought, please share it. But he continues and he says, Shemidas MS Sarach Lios Bechinas Koina. Shakol ma shehisig yidmel lo sha'od lo hisig ha'emes la'amito. Meaning, just like a buyer says, ra ra yomer hakona, right? The buyer says, you know, this is not good enough, right? The price isn't good enough. You're negotiating, let's say you're buying a house, right? So you come to the house, you really like the house, you want to buy the house. But you always say that, no, this isn't working as well as I would like, and that's not working as well as I would like. So, you know, maybe you should drop the price a little bit. Right, so we're always trying to, you know, to get a better deal, so to speak. When it comes to the mid of MS, we have to but ra ra yomer akona. I didn't buy it good enough. The MS that I bought last, the truth as I previously understood it, it's not good enough. I have to understand it again. Kol ma shehisig yid melosha od lo hisig ha'emes lamito. No matter how I understand, I have to. I can buy a better. I can muka ma'od ki hi choisem hakadosh baruch hu Hashem yisbarach. MS is endlessly deep because it's the seal, it's the stamp, it's the insignia of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu is endless, MS is endless. And therefore, let's be people who are always chasing, right? The same way that tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, a double lashon, or midvar sheker, tirchak, distancing yourself multiple degrees away from sheker, MS, there's always more MS to move towards. There's always more MS to acquire. And again, a person who's an emesdik person is always searching for deeper and deeper truths. Okay? Ad kan from the regular section of the Sefer. Now I want to look at a letter. We'll end with this. A beautiful letter. In the back of the Sefer, he has these beautiful mechtavim. And what's nice about them is that sometimes we know who they're to, or we know the time of the year in which he wrote the letters. So we're going to look at a letter from Adar Tafshin Chaf Dalid. Can you see it on the screen in front of you? It's working. I'm always nervous. The screen shares. Yeah, you can see it? No? Yehuda, you can't see it? This letter, Os Mem Gimel. Letter Mem Gimel. Yigaris Mem Gimel.
I have seen it, but there's something in the way also, like some gray box. I don't know if it's just me.
That's strange. Everyone else sees it okay? Yeah? Daniel, you see it? Okay, Yehuda, is it better now? Okay, so this is a letter from Adar Tafshin Chaf Dalid, which is the year 1964. So that would be 5 years before the Avodas Panim passed away. He passed away in 1969. And he's writing to a person who's really, really, I don't know, frustrated, maybe is a nice word. A person who's very depressed and despondent and mamish holding by Yeyesh Mamish. And you can see the letter is sort of titled on the left-hand side, Shia Odem Merutza Me'an Hagas HaBorei. And I thought it would be an appropriate letter for us to learn in light of what's happening in the world. A person should be merutza, a person should be happy, a person should be appeased, at the very least. Satisfied. You know, if not happy, you should be comfortable with the way that Hashem chooses to run the world. So he writes, again, we don't know what the person wrote to him, but we can infer it. Bitzar karasi es michtavcha al goydel Shivracha, I read your letter about how broken you are. That your mom is in a state of despair. Amnam lo hevanti masha kasavta. I don't really understand what you're writing. ki ein lecha meisim asher kedai od lechayos bolam hazavuram. You wrote to me that you feel that you have nothing to live for. Ein lecha meisim asher kedai od lechayos bolam hazavuram. I have nothing left in this world to live for. You wrote me this. It's a bruch in a letter. So he said, I don't understand what you're talking about. And look what he says. Hello ata. He says, I know who you are. Hello ata meniach tefillin b'chol yom. You're a Jew who wears tefillin every day. So you don't have what to live for. V'shamati me'akalisker. It's brought, I heard, in the name of Rav Avram of Kalisker. Rav Avram Kalisker passed away in 1810. Rav Avram Kalisker was one of the early tzaddikim of Hasidus who settled in Eretz Yisrael, came to build the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Avram Kalisker apparently said to a zakin echad, to an old man, who was complaining about the fact that I'm a schleppy alter kaker and I can't do anything anymore. And I feel like my life has no purpose anymore. And I used to be so young and so energetic and so my life was so rich and so full. And he said to the Kalisker one time, Rav Avram Kalisker, he said, I feel like katzti b'chaya, you know? Sha'amr lo shu katz b'chaya. I feel disgusted by my life. I have nothing to live for. Va'amr lo shote, you foolish old man. Kedai l'chayoyis shmonim shana ba'olam hazeh kedei la'niach tefillin pa'am echad. It would be kedai, chever, remember this line for the rest of your life. It would be kedai to live 80 years of suffering, of being impoverished in body, in spirit, in everything. To be zocha once in the course of 80 years of a lifetime to put on tefillin. Nu, raise your hand if you put on tefillin today. Okay, great. So you had more than a meaningful day. How can you tell me you didn't have a great day? You had an amazing day. You had an amazing, an unbelievable day. It would be kedai to do it once in 80 years to do such a thing. And about your question, why? I don't know. He asked about something he was going through. Why is Hashem doing this to me? I don't know. Ayin perish Rashi on the pasuk tamim tiyah im Hashem lukecha. And Rashi explains on that pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, be wholesome with Hashem your God. Perish Rashi. His halich imo b'tmimus. Ela kol masha yavo elecha. You should be makabalit b'tmimus. Va'oz tia imo ulechelko ad kan l'shono. So he says, you want me to explain to you why Hashem is doing X, Y, or Z to you? All I can tell you is a pasuk in Chumash. You're supposed to be wholesome with Hashem. And Rashi, who's the Rabban Shal Yisrael, that's what Rashi stands for. Of course, it also stands for Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki. But the greatest teacher of Torah, Rashi tells us that the pasuk means accept what a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends your way and accept it b'tmimus. And don't ask madua. A Jew doesn't ask why. We're makabli because God knows better. That's why. Uvesei for Yesod HaVoda. And in the Yesod HaVoda from the first Slonim Rebbe, there's a letter. It's a hard sefer, but there's letters in the back also of that sefer. He brings a letter, a Michtav Katzar B'Shem HaKobriner. He brings in a letter. He brings a short passage, a teaching from the Kobriner, from Moshe of Kobrin, the holy Kobriner. The Heilige Kobriner said, he said, Bezeh Lashon, Klolo shall be tachon laham in be'amuna shlema, shekol davar hanasa me'Hashem yizbach. Everything that happens to you is from Hashem, period. Shehu hatov lakol, that everything Hashem does is good because he only knows how to do good. Hakol nasa letova sa'adam. And everything you go through, brachos daf samach, kol da'avid rachmana letav. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Umasha einu b'havana sa'adam. And if you don't understand it, says the Kobriner, trust me, it's even better. Oz ha'tova ha'nasu b'erech davar ha'nistar me'asaga, u'bevadehu yosar tova ad kan l'shono ha'kadosh. Says the holy Kobriner, the same way that, you know, if I told you, I can tell you Pashut Pshat in a Pasuk in Chumash, or I could reveal to you a secret in a Pasuk in Chumash. So which one's better, right? The secret's better. Ah, maybe the secret, the deeper idea is harder to understand. Right, that's what makes it a more chashav idea. That's what makes it a deeper idea. That's what makes it a bigger treasure of Torah. Right. So the fact that you don't understand more is itself an indication that the prize contained within is a greater prize. Od shamati b'shem Alechavitcher. I also heard from the Alechavitcher. Kel Adon, look at this, is such a good line. Kel Adon al kol ha'maisim. Kel Adon, we say, Kel Adon al kol ha'masim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the God over all of creation, over all of creations. He said, reciting Ke'el Adon al Kol HaMa'asim, when we say those words on Shabbos Kodesh, or whenever we say those words, Ke'el Adon al Kol HaMa'asim is a teiritz of alakushis, is the answer to all the questions. Hashem is in charge, period. Ke'el Adon al Kol HaMa'asim, the master of the universe is in charge, whether it looks like it or not. V'achshov bir al zeh, and I thought about it and I want to share an explanation for this. Like we learned earlier, everything that we have is really Hashem's. And we work for Him. We're officers in the army. Hashem gave us the tools, right? The army pays for your boots and for your uniform and for your gun. But it's you use it to what? To serve the army, to serve the king, to serve the nation.
Who's
the Adon? Who's the master? Who does it all belong to? So you have a tiny, your life is not the way you like it to be. The problem is you think that your life is your life. It's not your life to begin with. It's on loan to you. You're an officer in the army. So now the officer is sending you on a dangerous mission and all of a sudden you decide you don't like it. Guess what, Chevra? Too bad. And not only too bad, too good, because it's mamish a breath. It's a blessing in disguise. It's a tremendous bracha. Uma lo lapakid lakshos aladon alhanagaso ima esek shalo. What do you think? You have the intelligence of the general of the army, who's got spies in all different locations, who's got maps, who's monitoring the enemy's movements across different borders. So when the general tells you, march, soldier, march. You start marching. You don't ask questions. V'gam al tzedaka shanu nosnim la'aniyim amru chazal meseches avos tein lo mishalo sha'ata v'shalcha shalo. The tzedaka you give is not your tzedaka. You're not giving anything. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKabriner zuchusi again oleno amar. And he ends with the following. The Holy Kabriner says, he said once, l'talmido bal yisod ha'avoda b'zeh lashon. The Kabriner, Moshe of Kabriner was the Rebbe of the first Slonim Rebbe. Again, the Yesod HaAvoda is the first Slonim Rebbe. It's not the Sefer Yesod V'Shorash HaAvoda. That's a different Sefer. The Yesod HaAvoda is the first Rebbe of Slonim. So the Kabriner once said to his Talmud, Ayid Ozer Iz Mekabel V'Hashem Yisbarach Kfirt Mit'ayim. Anyone better at Yiddish? Phil, how's your Yiddish? Probably better than mine, honestly. He says, a yid is one who accepts all of Hashem's conduct, and then he is what? He's firt mit'ayim. He's spared from everything. Ve'eino mahar achar midoisev yizbarach. For spared are ala sigufim mit ala ta'anesim. In other words, he told his Talmud, he said, a Jew's makabel, a Jew who's going through a tough time, and he accepts it because this is Ratzon Hashem, and the Borei Olam, Ke'el Adon al kol ha'masim, even the parts of my life that stink and are frustrating, it's a teretz to all of life's kashas. The Kabriner told the Yesod HaAvoda, if you're just Mekabel, it's really Rashi. It's Rashi on Tavim Tiyah. If you're Mekabel, it's better than any type of fasting. It's better than any type of sigufim. It's the greatest way to bring kapara to a person. Upam echad amr haKabriner zechus yagen aleinu. And with this we conclude. One time the Kabriner said by the Tish, b'shulchanu HaKadosh, he said by his holy table, if a person is just willing to accept whatever Hashem sends his way, and he's makabel it, and he doesn't ask kashas, and he doesn't complain, but he puts a smile on his face because Hashem wants to see a yid smile, because that's also a mitzvah. That's also part of avodas Hashem. Davar zeh hu tikun meula lepegam habris yoiser mikol hatikunim lepegam zeh. Better than fasting, better than learning 10 blad of Gemara, that I'm going to the mikvah a million times. The greatest tikkun that a person can get for damaging the yesod, damaging his bris, is to be machazik the yesod. And the ultimate yesod, the foundation of all, is that the Borei Olam is in charge, period. Tein lo mishalo. It all belongs to him. When I accept that, there's no stronger foundation. There's no bigger tikkun that a person can bring, even for an aveira that it says in the Zohar, is kema'at unfixable. So, Chavar, I think it's a very appropriate letter for our times. It was written in, again, Adar of 1964, 5 years before the Tzaddik passed away. But I think it speaks volumes It's what we're all experiencing in our life right now. So, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should makabel these Torahs in a deep way. Svor Meirav Ase Tov. We've got to learn how to do it. It's not easy. It's really not easy. Especially when we don't have each other in the way that we usually are machazik one another. But, you know, stay strong wherever you are. Continue to do the best you can. And again, when we mess up, remember these teachings from this letter. You have nothing to complain about. You wore tefillin today. We could die to live 80 years of suffering to wear tefillin one time in your entire life. Okay, halavai, we should be zochet to live these teachings in a deep way.